My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Offensively, they were just 2 of 8 moving the football for a first down on third down. And those two were Jaden Daniels scrambling and picking up enough to move the chains. But when you can't throw the ball, you're not going to have a lot of success generally on third down. And they couldn't for the vast majority of yesterday. So why don't we, with that in mind, get to Jaden Daniels. You go first.
There's some exciting things, right? They don't make guys that are that athletic very often, who are that big and tall. The Kyler Murray can run around that way, and he's 5'7". You know, Lamar Jackson, and he's a couple inches shorter and slighter, even not slighter, but you know, not as big and tall as Daniels. Doesn't have that rocket arm that Daniels has. So you still see some of the signs, some of the same things. But man, was that hard to come out with a great taste in your mouth after that week number one. Again, he's making something out of nothing a few times. I don't know how many nothings there were that he turned into somethings. In other words, I don't know if someone's running free and he just missed him. I think we'll find out as more and more data comes out. I've got some early thoughts on that, but I don't know. It's kind of too early to be definitive. But pretty discouraging, honestly, week one performance in terms of this offense, his fit, what they're going to get out of him, and him throwing the ball.
So I think people are mostly a lot more positive than that. And I would say generally wouldn't have come away having watched that game being discouraged necessarily. I think the average fan, at least the people I've been talking to, liked what they saw in that you've got the best athlete on the field. In this Lamar Jackson-esque way, I know people don't like this comp at all. I'm not telling you this is what Jaden Daniels is going to become. So please save your defensiveness and your anger. But in the way that Justin Fields is an elite rusher as a quarterback and is a game changer when he pulls the ball down and takes off. And so you have to defend Chicago and now Pittsburgh 11-on-11, and he's the ultimate pain in the butt. That's what yesterday was. They were not a fun team to have to defend because Jaden Daniels can run. And in fact, if you take away a couple of the times where he just needed a yard or two, they went naked on a designed run on a 4th-and-1.
Which I loved, by the way.
That was a great play call. It was greatly executed by JD to get to the sideline. But you take that one away, the read option 1-yard touchdown, the other 1-yard touchdown run, you know, the one where he didn't get in, so like 4 of those. Basically, it was 12 for 88 yards. I mean, mm-hmm. He was explosive. He made some big-time plays with his feet. He ran for 2 touchdowns. He became the second quarterback in the history of the league to rush for 2 touchdowns in his first game. But he was the entire offense, and frankly, his feet were the entire offense. I mentioned it earlier. It just kind of felt like, hey, Cliff, what are we doing here? Jaden, go make a play. Like, if you looked at his little IHOP menu that he's calling plays with, instead of all the pages and the lines and the things you normally see for Andy Reid, it just said, like, Jaden's feet. I mean, that was kind of their entire offense. Now, was that Cliff Kingsbury's problem? Was that Daniels isn't letting things, you know, develop? We'll find out over time. But the rushing ability gives him a high floor. And this was kind of my point all offseason. It's not going to be a disaster for him. It's never going to look terrible because the worst case scenario is he has a game where you don't throw the ball at all effectively. You don't involve wide receivers and he runs all over the place, AKA yesterday. And most people aren't coming out of that game watching it, even though you're 30th in the league in completed air yards and 29th in air yards to sticks and 29th in expected completion percentage. Nobody's really going, well, that was bad, because it doesn't look bad because you're making plays with your feet. So he's better than Caleb Williams yesterday. He's better than Bo Nix.
Yeah.
He was the best of the rookie quarterbacks because the great buoy is those legs that are going to allow him to make a ton of plays.
So just looking at a couple numbers, you mentioned some, and I'm trying to take a deep dive into things because, you know, it's always – you're trying to quantify what we just saw because if you're, you know, you take your bias out of it, you know it wasn't particularly good. They weren't effective on offense, full stop. That was it. Again, the stuff that they were able to accumulate on a drive or two here and there was nice, and then the garbage time touchdown, that didn't really matter. But no Washington receiver, that's anybody, that's running back, tight end, wide out, was in the top 60 this weekend in expected yards after the catch. What does that mean? A guy's open, he's got the ball, and he's got room to run. Think of the catch and runs of Jameson Williams and Dallas Goedert, Jaden Reed and Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. Offenses that are getting guys open, they catch the ball, and they got running room. They were no Washington receiver in the top 60 of all the guys that caught passes yesterday. They had nobody in the top 60 in separation scores, meaning guys aren't open. So either we got to have a referendum that Terry McLaurin stinks and isn't really any good, or you wonder if something else maybe is amiss. I mean, that was a big complaint last year with Eric Bieniemy, right, where you had really smart offensive minds going, I'm not sure what the concept is here. I'm not sure what we're going for here. I'm not sure what the reasoning is or why you'd call that route combination or this doesn't fit with that. There's some of that going on here as well. But again, Daniels needs to have some culpability, and it's a rookie in his first start. You already mentioned it.
It's game one.
Yeah, a lot of bad passing around the league yesterday. Not just rookies either. A lot of good quarterbacks with pelts on the wall were awful yesterday or over the course of this weekend. So in that regard, I'm not making any referendum just yet, but it's just data points to acknowledge.
And this is part of why right at the start of the show today I said we're going to talk about this game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want to make this into some big referendum or endorsement every time we talk about someone on a season-long basis or for their career, you're doing it wrong, right? We're talking about a game. That's what they've played so far. But in this one game, it was him scrambling or nothing was really doing. They could not throw the ball. At one point in the middle of the fourth quarter, he had run the ball more than they had completed passes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like downfield or two wide receivers. I mean, period, with all the checkdowns and all the stuff they were doing to running backs. He had more rushing attempts in the fourth quarter at one point than he had completed passes. And in fact, the final drive against basically a preventative defense. He went 5 of 5 for 55 yards when they were down almost 25 points. Before that, so like in the competitive portion of the game, if you want to call it that, it was 12 of 19 for a buck 34 as of 2 minutes left in the game. So those are realistically more the numbers mm-hmm. than the 5 for 5 for the 55 that got added on that final drive. But the wide receivers were utterly uninvolved, as you just pointed out. 55 of their 184 yards passing were to wide receivers. Think about that.
Yeah.
55 of 184. And that's even misleading because only 19 yards had gone to wide receivers before the final garbage time drive. 19 all game long. The famous Terry McLaurin quote to run back was, "I was doing cardio." And so was everybody else. You know, De'Ami Brown had this big hour-long YouTube thing that he put out on Friday night. He did not catch a single pass, so the transition from his big camp and preseason that we've heard so much about so far, a lot of football ahead of us, but 0 for 1 on the stat sheet. Alameda Zaccheaus caught his first pass in the fourth quarter on a 15-yard out, the longest throw completed by Jaden Daniels in the game by far. And it was, again, against a, you know, just a defense that said, "You can have that if you want it. No problem. We don't care anymore." I just hope we get to a point, though, where he does the thing that he does so well to set up throwing the football. Here's what I mean. He was pressured 12 times. It wasn't a bad day, I didn't think, from a pass rush standpoint against Jaden Daniels. But he was pressured 12 times. He did a really good job avoiding the pressure. Didn't turn a lot of those into sacks. I thought that was really encouraging. But he only completed one pass on those 12 plays. He only threw it 4 times. He mostly immediately just pulled the ball down and ran. And going back and watching every single throw from the All-22 already today and every single scramble, on a third of those at least, there's opportunities to reset at the sticks, and now you've got a guy that's open. And to me, that is going to be the kryptonite for defenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's going to be unbelievable, is when he can get out of the pocket, use that speed, now reset, and you're a quarterback throwing the football.
Those are those back-breaking plays.
Yes.
Not, I'm not talking about the guys with that level of athleticism, but that's what Rodgers did to teams, what Mahomes does to teams, what you know, they think Caleb Williams is going to be able to do, and Kyler Murray at times.
By the way, he was awful yesterday.
Certainly was. Again, with all the weaponry in the world.
Jaden Daniels looked like a Hall of Famer compared to
him. So if I'm in Chicago, I'm going, "Oh my God, we didn't score an offensive touchdown. But we won, and that's awesome, because we blocked a punt and had the worst pick six in the history of mankind from Will Hertling. But the rest of it was so nubs, I'd be panicking over there.
Good Will Hertling.
Good Will Hertling.
It's a movie based in Boston, I think.
Just writing equations on the board and throwing bad picks.
But when you say you're discouraged, I'm not necessarily. It's kind of exactly what I anticipated early in the year, at least, where him running the football is just way ahead of the other stuff. Yes, as a passer, maybe you could be discouraged. But I would just say in the passing game, right? Not him. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say Daniels' ADOT of 1.5 on completions was lowest in the NFL. But as a passing game, 1.5 yards depth of target for completions was worse than football. As a passing game, 86% of their yards came from Yak, highest in the league, meaning just checking the ball down and hoping Austin
Eckler made a play.
B-Rob runs it. 25% adjusted completion on passes 10-plus air yards downfield. That's last among 30 quarterbacks. 30 QBs played so far in week one. 30. Mm-hmm. Only 3 didn't complete a single pass to the middle of the field beyond 10 yards. This was one of the big knocks on Daniels coming out. He's one of the 3 that didn't. So there's still a lot of things that need to be answered, obviously. But at least you can feel good about, for the first time in the post-Griffin era, and if you take him out of the equation, maybe ever, that you got maybe the best athlete on the field as your quarterback every single time you take the field.
So here's why I was discouraged. Deep into the third quarter, you mentioned this, more than half of their offense entirely was Jaden Daniels scrambles, 0 targets for McLaurin, or 0 catches for McLaurin, and 2 targets for Eckler. So the 2 best pass-catching weapons you have were not utilized for nearly 3 quarters.
But you're discouraged in Daniels for that?
That's not a Daniels thing, man. So
okay,
I'm going.
I'm saying in Daniels.
And
you're talking about the offense.
And yes, and well, here's, but to me, they're very correlated. I'm going, here's how I could make it helpful for Daniels. Here's what will give him a chance to thrive and survive. And they went, "Nope, we're not doing that. Oh my God." So that's why it's sort of, to me, it relates directly to Daniels, his development, what to expect, what to hope for. Is Eckler takes a check down for 22 yards on a third and long. And he right back off the field. Let's make sure we get Brian Robinson back in the game to plot and power run in the center, or maybe to have Daniel scramble again or something else. Like, you need to involve the guys that are any good, that can do something with the football in their hands. And they didn't for 3 quarters. And wouldn't you know it, they were down big.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.